Thursday the 18th of June, Kof Vov Sivan, Rabbi Binyamin Seligman, Business Advice from the Chofetz Chaim.
Shus Raboisei. First of all, I have to apologize myself that my English is not so well. I was born in Switzerland. I graduated my high school with all Greek, Latin, French, different languages. Never learned properly English. So I have to try to do my best and make an effort to speak a language with clues to English, and I hope so with a good will that everybody will understand what I mean. So first of all, since there is in the whole world a crisis in economy and business is going so bad, I thought, and I have the merit to make the Motzilo or to make new editions on the form from the Chofetz Chaim. I wrote all sources and reference on this paper. And there was the first, the second, I hope so soon will come a third and fourth one, and commentary. So I thought I will a little say over what is the Chofetz Chaim saying, different things, if we are making transaction business, on what have we to be careful, what have we tried to do. So first of all, the Avos Chesed is saying, he's asking a question. In the beginning of the second part, in the Sefer Avos Chesed, he's asking a tremendous question. The posuk is, the Sefer is based on the posuk on the Micho, who says, this person is telling you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking you from you. And what he wants for you, demanding you, Kim Asuis Mishpat Vamos Chesed, that you have to make judge and love Chesed, kindness. So he's asking, why does the Norway make it so complicated? What means Kim Asuis Mishpat Vamos Chesed, to do judge and love kindness? You could have wrote it short and sweet, Kim Asuis Mishpat Vachesed, to judge and kindness. Or half Mishpat v'chesed, love, judge, and kindness. So, why is it so complicated? Kim asois mishpat v'avas chesed. To judge, mishpat, and later avas chesed, love, kindness. So, he's giving the, he's starting here in Kuf, giving the terrors in my editions in Kuf Chof Aleph, and I will just give the answer, what is nogea, what is touching, our point, asos mishpat, to judge. Ubezei novin ato es a posuk shel higit lecho odom. Now we understand what it means, the posuk higit lecho odom. The hainu, kisho odom omel b'chol koincho lekabetz moment. If a person is trying, is toiling, working hard to make money, ואין מקפיד על נפשו שיהיה נוקי המומן מגזל וחומוס ואינוק יועץ בזה. And he's not makpid that the money should be clean of different אסורים לגזל, חומוס, אינוק. אף על פי כן הוא מדמה בנפשו של האיס עתו ואיס לעצמו טוי ורבה בהשתדלות זוי. Even he is thinking now, when he's a mistake, that now he's doing good things and he's making money, and that's it. So for that fourth reason, the Novi is saying to us, "Igit lecha odom atoyif." Rotze loyma shlokin kemoshanoshim choishim shetoyif leodom leisav hoin. It's not the best thing to make money, to make a big transaction, good investment. Rak shetoyifu leodom, it's good for the human being. Bemamoyno lances mishpot, he has to judge his incomes, his money was making. The Hainu is boinen bechol revach verevach shu marviach imu nasal mishpat ha-toyre. He has to think, he has to check every income he's making, every transaction he's doing. He has to check if it's really made al pi mishpat ha-toyre. Kedish hier ha-momen miskayin beyodoy, that the money will stay in his hand and thus will get lost. The money that we are making, the investments, the transaction that we are working on, has to be clean. He speaks later on another problem. He speaks later in transaction to have a problem of ribis. We know that ribis to raise it's somebody giving a halva R, but according to Reusfus and Rosh, we have ribis to rabbonon in Misra, in business. And he speaks there about business, and he speaks in general about transaction who are not kosher. So he is, in my edition, it's in Perek Tesvav, in my edition, page Reish Beis, Reish Gimel, he says, if somebody is making a transaction, making a business who is not kosher, has problems of freebies and other problems, v'hine, inyin keze, to make a business, to be partner of a transaction who is not kosher, levat shu oiva al kama lavin, he's proving that he has no complete emuna in the hashkocha for his bochum. Who choishev shekol marsha odem choitev? Everything that a person can have, make money, win money, beheter v'sheloi beheter. No difference if it's in a loud way or not in a loud way, in a kosher way or not in a kosher way, Yishar Yatachas Yodo will be successful and stay in his hand. So this person has no emuna. Why? She'ilo hoya mamin, she'ashem yisporach, mashkiach bo'oilam, v'shehu mefarnes leberov. If would 100% believe that HaRish Baruch Hu, he has the hashkocha, and he is giving food and bread and parnosa to every creation, I would believe on that. And without the will, divine will, a will for Gesprochu, nobody could become rich. He would never be partner of such a transaction who is not kosher. The tzorich ha'odom la'amin shelo yipol lemar shem shum eitzo la'ashiroi avim lo yasok ve'esek hazeh. He has to believe, human being has to believe, emuna shleima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem to make him rich, even he is not a partner of such an investment business who is not completely kosher, completely clean of different isurim. Ula hefer, says the Chofetz Chaim, it continues, opposite, kishyasok be'esek revach keze, asher hu misnaget l'retzon Hashem yisbor, who is an objection with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af shu marviach be'es haze, even for the moment he's making money, has nice income, tzorich leida, beberu, he has to know for sure, the end will be that the money doesn't will stay in his hand. Kedir Sif is bringing a posuk from Yirmiyo. Somebody makes a rich man who is not based on the kosher way, not the mishpot, bechatzi yomov yazvenu, will lose it, will leave it again in the middle of his life. The Hainu explains to Chofetz Chaim two possibilities. Oh, she posek ha-moment be'emtzim el-chayof, he will lose the money in the middle of his life. Or, maybe worse than that, she posek chayof be'emtzim, he will die. The Chofetz Chaim is saying black on white. Two possibilities. Or he will lose the money, or he will die. Lose the money, even a person is saying, listen, he's making, putting it in banks, the money, and he makes things who are sure, he's just buying papers who are AAA, doesn't take any risk. Who knows? There's enough that he gives a little money, some millions to a Mr. Madoff, and the money is gone. Or he puts it in a bank, Lehman Brothers, or like that's in America, it is crashing down, so the money is gone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem to make loose money for a person if he decides it. Another thing, what a person is saying, that even a person, half a time is saying, even a person making transaction, he needs to make a certain kindness. He's speaking about a person who is taking, giving credit, and he takes interest. So even if he has a heter iske, who is fine, Chofetz Chaim speaks about that, who is according to halacha fine, he says that's not the right way to only to give credit with interest, because what's about the kindness, what's about the mitzvah for an obscuring parshas mishpatim in case of talbe? A person is obligated to make kindness, and if he's making himself kindness chesed, he is waking upstairs in heaven the kindness for an obscuring, and an obscuring will give him bracha in all his money, in all his goods. Another point, like speak about that, the Torah obligates us to pay the workers, the people who are working by us, on time. Chosh Mitzvot, at the end of Hilchas Chiras Poalim, in paragraph Shin Lamed Tet, 39, Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah lotes tzchar socher bizmano. There's a mitzvah to pay the payment on time. Bim Ochov, if he doesn't pay on time, he's oivon elav. And then he says in Halacha Beis, Kula koyv tzchar socher, if he doesn't pay at all, after ki'ilu roit en nishmose, it's like he killed the person, oiva b'chamish lavin me'aseh. Is over in 5 lamin. The Sma explains there's lois 6 zoil, there's lois ashok sorsochi, lois ashok sorecho, lois solin, lois shemesh, and the end, different lamin in Parshas Kisetzen and Parshas Kedoshim, and the end, the yoimo titan schoro, the smith's asse, the yoimo titan schoro to pay on the work on the day when he finished the work. So the Chofetz Chaim has, and I was chesed, in the first part, he has two chapters who speaks about these different halachas, and then he's saying a tremendous chiddush. I will try to give it over. There are different rules in Baal Tolin that you have to pay a time. The halacha is, it's also Shulchan Aruch, the Chofetz Chaim can sit down in Perek Tes Siv Zayin in the Avos Chesed, my page in my edition in page Tzadik Tes. Ein avas weiß oiver mishum bal tolin. Elo im ken yesh loy moas liten loy. It's only oiver of his heart. He has money, his cash to pay. But let's say, for example, somebody has no money at the moment. Somebody is coming, when we fix, is making work, is fixing something, was broken. And I have no money. I can't, it's no problem. I can tell, listen, I have to wait until the end of the month. And then I will pay you. That's fine. So the Torah obligates us only to pay if we have money. So he explains even if you have a pledge, you have a war, you have to sell something, and then says the Chofetz Chaim Achidush, Venire, sounds to be, the im yochol lahasik moaz lilvois, if I have no money at home, no cash, but I have a possibility to take a halva'a, tzorich lilvois kidei shiye yochol lekaim mitzvus aseh debe yoimot yitin tzchoroi. I'm obligated to take a halva'a, to borrow money, that I will be able to apply the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah of the yomo titzchor, to pay a time. Or be part in a socher only, especially if the person who fixed something by me at home, he is a needy person. So the Chofetz Chaim is here, Mechadosh, says here, a chidush, that a person, even if he has no cash, has to take care that he will have cash. Yes, even to go to take a halva'a. Says the Chofetz Chaim in his Perush Nesiv Chesed, how do we know that from? That he needs, that if he has a possibility to take halva'a, he needs to help, even to take halva'a to pay a time. He brings the Gemara Menoches from Rav Ketine, and he explains, the Chofetz Chaim is writing his commentary in Nesiv Chesed, black and white, Mashma, the Tzorich Ho'odam Lishtadel Lahachnis is Atzmoy, Shiye mechuyev b'mitzvah. Mashma sounds to be that a person is obligated to try to do his best, to put himself in a situation that he will be obligated to do the mitzvah. Here he speaks only, the Chofetz Chaim speaks only about to pay the workers on time. that Toch Chofetz Chaim, he is saying that of the Gantz Yiddishkeit, there's a certain way that sometimes, if it's, we have a Yetzer Hara, and it's difficult for us to do a mitzvah, so it's very easy. In a certain situation, I'm poto. I'm not obligated to do the mitzvah. So the Chofetz Chaim says, verkehrt, a person is obligated to put himself in such a situation that will be obligated to do the mitzvah. That means not look for a way how to get off, like his poto, in such a case he doesn't need to apply the mitzvah. No. Punkt verkehrt. Exactly a little opposite. He needs to try to put himself in a situation to be obligated the mitzvah. I would like to go over to a completely other point. What the Chofetz Chaim is saying, he's speaking about that in my second sefer that I put out in Shema Oilom. He has a chapter that he speaks about Zrizus Lelimut HaToyre, that the person has to catch on to learn real quick, a lot and quick. He's giving a parable, and then he says, explains that after 120 person, the neshama will go back to heaven, and then shom the neshama tzrichalit en din vecheshbon al maseo va'al miut yediyose betoyre. And then he needs to give a din vecheshbon on all his deeds. The person has to give din vecheshbon all his deeds, and on that he knows only so little in Torah. Ukemoshe omru chazal, like a wise man saying, it's a toilet video. That means he is invited to give a mishpat. Shira odm litvois marshalomat. He has to learn very clear, to study clear, and to sum up what he's learning. Kedei shelo yasigeo buse uchlimo loyom hadin. That shouldn't get embarrassed in the yom hadin. Beshoo in the time shoyomu. Now when they're telling him, Armoid varoich mikro shikoriso, show us the psukim that you learned. How do you know them? Va'aur mishno shishoniso, and show us the mishnais that you learned. And now, what's the problem? We are doing our best here, and we're starting here to learn after 120. So says the Chofetz Chaim, ve'im yachshev odom, if a person is thinking, he will continue to learn there, and what he didn't learn, what didn't finish here, what didn't have time to learn here, he will learn upstairs. Loi, loi. Chofetz Chaim is saying no. No way, it's not like that. He can never learn what he didn't learn in no world, no one of the four spiritual worlds. Klal Hadovo, the general rules. From the day when Avishpocho gave us the Torah, he brought it down in this world of physics, this world of math. Lo imtzeinu shuv b'shum oylem la'sigo. Who can never catch, never and learn more in no other world. Ukamor kosuf lo b'shamayim hi. Ki imash shehisik b'toyre b'oydo b'zeho oylom ha'koton. Zehu chel kol ha'netzach. Beside the small part that he learned, he studied here in this world, this physic world, zehu chel kol ha'netzach. That will be his part forever. The Eze Seita Mishnayis, or Eze Maseches, or Eze Chelik Min HaGodos, or Kiyoitze Ashen Yisatzev Lo Lomdo, if there's a certain part in Mishnayis, a certain Masechta, a certain part in HaGodos, that he was too lazy here, and he didn't learn, he didn't study, Lo Yasigeinu Lo Olam At Elef Alfi Shono, he will never learn it again. כפי מדרגוס שעומד ביום צייס מזה עולם כן יעמוד לנצח. Like that is knowledge that he had when he left this world that we'd stay forever. So that's the Chofetz Chaim here, a chidush, that even all neshamas are of the 120, they're learning Torah, and they're learning Torah fitting to their spiritual level. That means they're learning more the insights of the Torah, the lies, the pnimis of the Torah, deeper and deeper. We are learning here the Torah who is fitting to our physical world, to all world of man, who is suited in a certain Torah, but they will learn the insights, the pnimis of Torah. A person will only learn this part in Torah that he studied here. And if he's missing one part, he will never learn it again. So if we are asking the Chofetz Chaim what a person is supposed to do, beside that to hurry up, to catch on real quickly, to learn quickly, bezrizus, person is making money, is panos, a different obligation, and the Torah is so big, what should he do? So the Chofetz Chaim himself, he's giving other place, he's giving the advice to make relationship with Zoche Zvolo. Is the Rabbi Nubachaya here? This is a matter. The Rabbi Nubachaya La Torah, is that here?
Yeah.
He's giving himself the advice to make his Socher Zevulun. He's giving basically two advice. If a person is supporting Torah, yeshivas, that's good. That's the ticket for Trias Amesim. That's the biggest mitzvah. But he is only partner in this Torah where the yeshivas are learning. And if the schedule of the yeshivas is only Noshim Zikin, so that's what he has. But if the other part of Torah, if he's finding a Talmid Chochm who is learning that and supporting to this Talmid Chochm, then he's part in this Torah. Let's say, to learn Prabhul Chosh Mishpot, Smar Shach, Tzois Nesivis, or to learn Kochim Be'iun with the Rishonim, or to be no Negoim, Tyres, with the Rash, Rambam, Raivet, no clear. So since in most of Koilim and Yeshivas they don't learn, there's no other way to be partner in this part besides to make relationship Yisocha Zvulon. So in the post of Smach Zvulon Betzisecho Yisoch Beolecho, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar brings down interesting perush. What means Smach Zvulon Betzisecho if you are leaving, if you go out. Porsche Pshatis and Rashi brings it down in Chumash and Parshas Bezois Abrocho. Smach Zvulon Betzisecho means if someone going out to make business, a business trip. Zvulun was oizige pragmatia, and Yisocho learned, and that's macht Zvulun b'tzisecho. Other Rishonim says, if Zvulun making a war. Rabbeinu Bechai brings another pshat, and interesting, that's the pshat which Shem Oilem, the Chofetz Chaim speaks about, smach Zvulun b'tzisecho, meaning, if a person is leaving this world. That means if a person was so clever and so smart, that he was made business, transaction, but then he knew that he could make partner in Torah and support the Socho, then the Torah is saying him, Smach Zvulun Betzisecho, if you live in this world. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar explains twice, here in Parshas Vayechi and here in Parshas Bezois Abroch and Parshas Vayechi, that's the reason also why he comes first. The Torah is saying first, Smach Zvulun Betzisecho, and then only Socho Beolecho. Even the tremendous Talmid Chomim, we had finished Socho. Why? Because Zevulun, he was the reason of the Torah of Yisocho. He gave food and to Yisocho. He gave money, supported him. And he was the reason of the Torah of Yisocho. That's the reason why the Torah is giving the biggest covet and speaking about him first. Smach Zevulun Betzisecho. then he's asking an interesting question. Yisocha bo'olecho. That's the shortest brocha. Only one word. Why? He explains that the brocha of Yisocho, or Yoi Debino, our Talmid Chachamim, the Sanhedrin camp of Yisocho, is included in the brocha of Zevulun. And he's asking, why is it only one word? Yisocha bo'olecho. It should be much more. Umar shekitze bibirkos shemo v'yisocha bo'olecho. Why the Torah wrote it so short and wrote in one word v'yisocha bo'olecho? That's the bracha of yisocha. Mipnei shebirkos shebirich oisa b'milezu hi koleles kol habrachas. Because this bracha is including all brachas. In the bracha of Yisocha, Yisocha bo'olecho, we have all brachas. That's what the Rabbeinu B'chai is saying here. And then explains that the simcha what they have, to be together and everything, to think they are partners in this world and in the other world. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim gives for an Eitz Toive, people who are in business and to make together, if it's too expensive, to make relationship Yisocha Zevulun, and then real partners in the Torah of the Yisocha, and especially if the part of the Yisocha is a Talmid Chacham, and then his learning part who usually people don't learn, and that's the advice that the Chofetz Chaim is saying, that the person who is in business, he will be partner in the part, in this part also, in the Torah, because if not, the Chofetz Chaim, like I said before, we are very limited, because it's only, we will only learn this part in Torah that we're learning here. So a person who is busy, has no time, or we only learn, let's say, Daf Yoimi, that's the other part in Torah also, what's about Zoyim, what's about Kilayim, Orlo, to know properly the Yerushalmi with all Rishonim. So for that, the Chofetz Chaim advises to make relationship with Yisocha Zevulun.